Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sure, sure, heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
To be on Wednesday with Ron Cole, and he took over the whole show because every other word was a cough. So thank you for coming back. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for enjoying my shows enough to stick with me to get better. You know who I am, but she's not even a guest. She is part and a stable part of the show. Susan Z helped me start this show. I think Susan, and I haven't put you on yet, was about a year and a half ago, maybe. I don't even remember, but you were a big vital part of my Mondays, and you are back. I love Susan Z. She has so much to offer. She is the author, or she thinks she's the author, of Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. But I will tell you, she can get credit for it. She has her name on it, but I channeled that book to her, even though I didn't know her at the time. So I know if she was on, she'd be laughing, but she wrote that book. It's been a very vital and big part of all of our metaphysics. It's let her come in on, and tell you a little bit about it after I do give her a little bit more introduction. Susan Z is an Akashic medium. She is super cool. She's a tarot reader. She's a psychic intuitive. She can do anything and everything. And I'm telling you, the day I met her, she laughed at me with the certain things that I wanted to be, but we have become such close friends. It's now been a few years, and she again is an unbelievable part of my Monday show, and I'm glad to have her back. So I am going to find her down this list, and Susan, you are on with me. Hi.
Oh, I heard. Unmuted.
I know I don't like to do that to you because I know that's a big thing for you. But the thing is, and I never, it's not that I get nervous, is that I want to talk to you so badly that I forget any of the introductions that I want to do for you.
I know. Well, it takes care of the idea that you thought. It's like, oh, they'll never know that I muted them. It's like, yes, they do know that because they don't know when you get muted, but they definitely know when they get unmuted. Thank you all those wonderful things that you said. I mean, I of course, feel exactly the same way about you. I think that you're just a phenomenal spirit medium, and we've had, you have psychic skills up through the heavens, and we bounce off of each other a lot in terms of what do you think? Yeah,
absolutely.
And we're growing and awakening spiritually as things unfold. So it's an interesting
journey
gift that we've been getting in our friendship. There's no question about that.
Oh, Susan, I remember, and you know, you'll be laughing at me, but I don't even remember how long it was. I told you I was going to be this, I was going to be that, I was going to do this, and I was going to do that, and you laughed, and you said, oh, okay.
I'm sorry,
and then,
I don't remember laughing, but if you said I did, it's like, because usually I try to be a little bit more respectful, but.
Well, you know what, I think after an hour and a half, you actually said to me, I need a break. I don't know about you, but I need a 10-minute break, and you walked out of the room, and I just looked and thought, I love this girl. So it has been a mutual love fest, I hope, ever since. And you have you've enlightened my life and enlightened everybody's life who's listening, because your book, and I mean, well, our book, but your book is such a vital part of metaphysics. I feel that, you know, it should be right up there with every book that has ever been written about any type of metaphysical journey, such as, I really do believe it's a self-help book as well, even though it's not titled to be. But I've never read a book more than once, really. I mean, unless I've had to skim it because somebody's been on the show, and I always read it through if I have an author on the show. But I've read yours three times, okay? And every time I find something different that I've missed before. So I feel, Susan, that not only are you fabulous, because if I talk about your tarot, forget it. I know you don't like me to do it, but you're the best tarot reader I've ever experienced. You read so crazy. But your book has really, really, I mean, it's one of those books that I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't really do this without, because it helps me in perspective put where the callers come. And so that's what I'd like you to kind of talk about today.
Just to interject, you know, about you reading my book, it's like I wrote the book I think maybe 5, 6 years ago. And I promoted it and been on shows and talked about it and talked with people about it. And of course I used Soul Windows as a format and foundation of everything that I do. And
yes, you do.
I made a big change in my life and the last couple months, something that I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast to be closer to my daughter and granddaughter, and it turned my life.
What Soul Window are you
in? The last 4 years turned my life topsy turvy. And I was sitting at the kitchen table. I had given a copy to my friend who I'm staying with for a while, and I just started reading it. And it was like I had forgotten. I mean, literally, got so into the book that I had forgotten I had written it. And when I put it down, I went, God, this is a really good book. And I could think of it, somebody should publish this. And then I came out of that, you know, wherever it was I went, I went, wait a minute, this is my book, and it is published.
Wait a minute. What you should have said is, oh, my goodness, Bonnie did channel. That's fabulous book to me. And it is wonderful.
Bless your heart. One of these days, I'm just going to have to, concede and go, okay, Bonnie, you did.
Okay, well, okay. That means I need a page in there that says that so everybody knows, so I can sign the book too. But anyway, I know that you are also Susan. I got to tell people, and for everybody who doesn't know Susan, and you will get to know Susan, she'll be here on Mondays with me again. You have written other books. You're not just a one-time author, my dear. You've written books for children. And I remember you being here, and you sold out of those books, actually. So I do want everybody to know that Susan isn't just an author of this book. She does do children's books, which she doesn't always talk about on the show. But they're very, very cool books, and they're about angels, and I just love them. But now that I'm telling everybody, Susan, tell everybody where they can get a hold of, one, a copy, and two, you also do this for a living. When you want a tarot reader, or you want your Akashic records open, or you want intuitive counseling, Susan is also available for that. So can you give everybody the website they need to go to? And she's got a whole lot more stuff on there.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give all the information, but probably the easiest way is if you Google me, Susan Z, the letter Z as in zebra, Rich, R-I-C-H. All my websites and my book and everything will come up, but you can get my book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, and there's a few other book sites that it's also available, eBook It, and I don't know, I think about 15, but mostly Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My website, you can go and see, I'm a holistic therapist, I also sell naturopathic equipment, and I make health suggestions. I also do, like I said, Bonnie said, the tarot card readings and emotional addiction counseling. My website is whitewing.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, the color white, and wings, plural, wings.com. Easiest way is to Google me.
I thought black wings. I'm the one with the white wings. You're the one. Remember we were getting dressed up? And you had the black wings and I had the white wings.
Yes, that's true. Well, you know, I named my website the White Wings because I have a strong affinity towards angelic energy with Archangel Michael. And also, I adore white doves. And one of the reasons is because when my daughter was a child, she had rubella, and I caught it and didn't get to the hospital in time, and it destroyed my high-pitched hearing. I was running such a high fever. So I cannot hear other birds. But what I can hear is the cooing of doves. And so I have, to me, it's kind of like a message that maybe that part of my hearing was taken away so that I could hear other things that most people don't hear. Yeah.
I
always look at when one thing's taken away, another is given.
Well, I was going to tell you, you better not tell people to Google you. The last time I Googled myself, you know, because I just wanted to see what came up, it said all kinds of reports. But, you know, of course, I didn't have anything. But my goodness, you can Google your name and get all kinds of things. But, yes, Google Susan's name.
Yes, if you Google Bonnie Albers, your show comes up, your Facebook comes up. I mean, I think I'm up to about a full page now, right now, with everything that's going on.
Well, I just want to tell everybody, since Susan mentioned it, about my Facebook, because I am on Facebook, I am on Skype, I'm on Twitter, and people get my shows by Twitter, and I'm on LinkedIn, but I had to change my name. I'm not even going to go into this whole thing about my Facebook, but really,
she's
if you
not
want
to admit why, but she just did.
You know what? It didn't let me. I told you. It said, welcome back. But the thing is that I'm not using my Facebook yet don't want to use it for the next 60 days because it's a long story. But if you want to get the show and be, you know, and always get where I am and who's going to be on, I would like you to go to Blog Talk and subscribe to my channel. I also am on podcast on iTunes, and so you can get every archived show on iTunes. So today's show with Susan Z, if you haven't heard it or you want to hear it again, go to iTunes. It's a little app, the podcast, and you can carry me around in your pocket all the time. Now, is that scary, Susan, or what? Susan?
Yes. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said, is that scary or what? To have me in your pocket all the time.
A lot of things. Let's just say to tell the audience that you are very connected to spirit as I am, and we have learned that when a message comes through, we can usually tell the difference most of the time, whether it's ego or spirit, because usually spirit grabs you by the back of the neck, and it's like there's just no doubt that you may not understand why you're doing what you're doing, but you need to be doing it. And so both Bonnie and I have done some things and made some decisions that left us speechless and go, what? And it always turns out to be the right thing to do. Always.
Well,
we may not think so at the time, you know, or like, oh my God, but yes, I mean, and I loved, I started listening to Wayne Dyer's, because he was my spiritual boyfriend. I mean, truly, there's no question about it. He started me on this path of spiritual seeking. And when he passed, I wanted to get his book, The Shift. And one of the things he said, and he has such a great sense of humor.
I won't tell you what that sound is like that, Susan,
but
I know what
he's saying. Yeah, he's just an amazing, you know, amazing teacher. And it's like one of the things that he used to do phonetic metaphor. And he said the ego represents edging God out. And I thought, wow. I said, now, if that doesn't explain your ego to a T, nothing does. Because when you are in your ego, there is no God decision there. There's no love. It's all about self-preservation and need and fear. And so, you know, it just made me stop and think.
Well, you know what, Susan? I do believe there is a place for ego. And I was just ready for you to say yes. And Bonnie was telling you in ego to keep her in her pocket. I knew you weren't going to say that. But I do feel like, you know, sometimes that ego is okay. But, you know, before we get any too further, I do want to also talk about, we had said that we were going to go through, and I don't want to go through it quickly, but we were going to go through soul windows and start with the first soul window. So I know
you actually want to start and do one?
Yes! But I don't want to go past. I want to do one soul window each Monday. So it'll take us several weeks, and people then can get the book because it is, you know, because when we hit their soul window, which, you know, is usually 3, 4, 5, and 6, that they would be interested and really want to know about all their friends, their family, their children, their grandparents, because that's what this book really does. So let's go with the first soul window, girlfriend, and let's start with you, since you actually wrote the book, and so I'll give you that.
Yeah, I did all the work, and you just kind of telepathically sent it to me.
That's right. You know, I tried telepathically sending you something last night, but you weren't listening. So, okay, go ahead. Start with your first soul window.
Well, you know, the first thing that I want to explain is so people understand actually what a soul window is. And basically it's aging windows where we literally get re-imprinted, rewired new chips. When we come into this life, we have implanted chips, energetic chips that like turn on, I mean like a computer program. And when we hit a certain age, those chips kick in, and all of a sudden we think differently, we want to do things differently. I mean, you're certainly, when you're 45, you're not thinking like a 15-year-old going, you know.
Oh, I'm ready to differ with you.
Except for Bonnie.
Thank you.
So having said that, there are six major soul windows. And I want to go through them real quick. I'm going to say what they are, and then I'll explain what the first soul window. The first soul window is what I call the awakening, and it's from 4 to 6. The second soul window is what I call the life is mine. It happens to you at around 15, and that's when you have that teenage angst, rebellion. The third is 22 to 30, and it's about making grown-up decisions and letting young girl, young boy illusions go. Soul window is what I like to call, oh, my God, I just found the wrinkle. And it's like 32 to 38, 39. And it, when the soul experiences that, you realize you're not going to be young forever. And it really hits you relatively hard. And the fifth soul window is around 39 to 46. And it's right before the major window called cryon return. But it's what I call feeling our mortality. And it's when you actually begin to realize that there's an end game to this life, that you're not going to live forever, that you start feeling the effects of aging. You don't get called young. You get called ma'am for the first time. And then the sixth window, of course, is cryon return, which is the redo, reset, midlife awakening, midlife crisis, and that starts usually anywhere between 48, 49, all the way, and can go all the way through to the 60s. And then you have little soul windows after that that are kind of awakening for your winding down of your life. But to get back to our first soul window, basically it's between 4 and 6 years old. And I'm sure that anyone who remembers their children is that when they hit the ages of about 5 to 6, you notice a complete difference in their energy. They stop becoming this little child in terms of mommy is everything, daddy is everything, the my life is all about me, what I want, what, you know, I mean, it's just basically their small world is all about them. I mean, the energy is focused in a cocoon. And what happens between 4 and 6 years old is that they awaken to the fact that they have another life. The soul literally wakes up. And says, wow, It's like, look at all of these souls of people around me, and look at this life. And you begin to notice that they start interacting different with people and their friends and things that they do, whereas you'll make the comment, it's like, wow, she's not a little baby anymore. And that's the first soul window and this is also the window when the veil completely drops. Before that time, there's always, they have like there and 1 foot here of that dimension of the light. And so they have a kind of ethereal quality about their energy. And once that veil drops, it's like you notice that they're more, present in your existence. They interact more deeply. Now, I have a six-year-old grandchild, and I didn't get to see her much in this last year through all the transition. And the first thing that I noticed when she spent the first weekend with me, I made the comment to her dad. I said, oh, my God, she has changed so much in the last year. She has become a little person. And that's the first full window, is that you notice that they're an individual. They're not just my baby or my grandchild or this cute little infant or look how cute she is or whatever. It's like they have presence. And
well, Susan,
it's amazing.
Susan, do you think I totally get that first soul window. And I so gratefully am glad that I channeled that part into your book. But I have to ask you a question. Do you think this is where imaginary friends come in? Because, you know, or do they come in earlier?
The imaginary friends?
Yeah. Which, you know, some people will say are spirits.
It really all depends on what the soul has chosen. The children before that time are very aware energetically of things that we aren't. They're like dogs and cats, how dogs and cats are energetically so much more aware of what is going on around us than we are, because we are grounded in mental and corporeal constant reaction, whereas before the soul window hits, they're just contained within their own self. And so within that self, they still have contact and memory of where they came from, and often have the ability to communicate and to see from that dimension or from the light. So you find the imaginary friends of playing with ghosts, talking to angels, carrying on conversations with guides. And depending on how attuned the soul is on what the soul wants to accomplish in this particular life, it either stays with them or shuts down and then reappears later, or just completely goes away.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting subject, because not everybody boasts having, you know, imaginary friends. And most families, when they start to get probably into that second soul window or close to the first, get very worried around the age of 9 or 10 when their kids are having tea parties with a boy named Justin. You know what I'm saying? It is such an interesting subject to me about, you know, imaginary friends and how they go away. And, you know, and some, like you said, stay and they just don't talk about it, or they come back at another time. And others, they completely go away. And I wonder, when they do go away, is it because I feel like there's closure, though. They know that they're not going to see that person anymore, and they shut that veil, I think.
No, I don't. I think that when the new chicks awaken within the body, mm-hmm. that we have what we call convenient memory. You know, we retain, I think, what is important for the soul's journey, for the soul's experience, and whatever extra data that we have, it's just, you know, forgotten and stored there. I mean, if you really stop and think that it is, I mean, we really can't remember every instance that we've ever gone through in life. And you know, at our age, we're lucky if we remember to what happened yesterday.
Hey, hey, girl,
like when we were four.
I just never did
you know,
it, so I can't remember it.
Yeah, you know, and also there is a protective element of survival. And we learn how to survive by selective memory. And that's why a lot of times you'll find that children who have been through extreme traumatic experiences, they don't remember them. You know, they carry the emotional effects of them, but they don't remember the actual happenings because their essence, their soul, created a situation of conveniently blocking that from their memory so that they could continue their soul experience.
I think that's so cool, Susan. I mean, this is the, I just, you could talk, or I could talk ad litem about this subject because children, you know, are so, you know, everything, and if you, you know, even look in psychology, everything happens within the first 5 to 6 years. That's what Freud said. So
yeah,
the interesting
yeah.
thing is that you have that first soul window right there. So I love this, Susan, and I think it's a really cool a cool book. It is super, you know, informative. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to just tear into each soul window. And now there's one other question before I do want to get to the audience before they actually shoot me. And by the way, you can't do that, Coast, you can't. But and also my coughing is how do you feel
That's
about
that? Very good, by the way. You've really got a handle on it now.
I'm trying, but as we go, I can feel it. But I do have to ask you, since you brought up pets, where do pets fit in to this? Do they just always stay in or don't go through soul windows? Because, you know, they do age. So how would you say pets, I know they're on a completely different energy plane and are here for completely different reasons. But how do you look at pets and it having to do with soul windows, or do you not?
Well, you know, I actually never really thought about that question. I think you're the first person that's ever asked
ever
me that.
That.
yeah, really. I mean, they obviously, I mean, I have... I believe that pets are given to us as soul companions to
yes,
help
me
the
too.
Soul grow. But I also believe in what they call refractured soul experience, and that a soul, in terms of, wants to experience all life in all forms. And so even though like pets and animals in general and trees and nature and everything doesn't have the soul journey that a human being does, I also, this is my own personal belief, so please, you know, don't call in and challenge me and say, you know, you're an idiot. But
I believe that they might call me an idiot.
Well, you know, I mean, everything is energy. But I believe that a soul, at some point in its evolution, wants to experience what it's like to be in trees and flowers and animals, and so it fractures out to be a minute portion of what it is when it's compacted as a human being. So you watch an animal as it goes from a puppy to, you know, chew, 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 poop, 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 you know, play, 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 you know, and to obtaining a personality and walking through life experiencing, you know, the young puppy stage and then the young adult stage and then the older dog. And even though it's compacted into a shorter period of time, you see them go through the same stages as a human does. And nature too. I mean, nature goes through that sprouting and growing and being fresh and young to, you know, producing and then withering and dying.
Well, do you know what, Susan? Thinking about that, the thing that if they're going to go through a fractured, like you said, piece of human life, which I'd never even looked at, but I know that I feel the same because I would have stated it in a different way, but that's exactly what I think. I feel that they even go through their illnesses in different ways. But I've got, and I think they're here for unconditional love, hopefully. I do feel like that they should not be able to not wear clothes. Because, see, we spend a lot of money on clothes. And I think they should have to, too.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen the market for dog clothes?
Yes.
I mean, they could care less. But I mean, you know, they're mommies and daddies, human mommies and daddies. For some reason, you know, has decided that, you know, a coat and a dress and a hat and, you know, a boots and plain boots and everything.
I'd have to come back in those fancy clothes, Susan, because I'm really sorry if I got to be naked my whole life as a pet. I want my clothes. Okay.
Well, they bring in their own fashionista look. I mean, why do they need anything else?
That's right. This is such an interesting subject. I want to keep at it with each soul in it. We can bring the pet in because I know there's a lot of people out there that really love their pets like children. And nobody looks at, I don't think, stages that a pet goes through. We all just assume they're there and, you know, when they're there one day and they stay with us for 10, 15 years and they're gone. But actually they go through the stages we go through, like you said.
Exactly.
So I, unless there's something you would like to part the audience with, I am going to go to the phone line.
Oh, that's dope. I think we covered the first soul window, I think, very well, and actually brought up the way your mind thinks. throws in something bizarre. And like I said, in the 20 years that I've been doing this, and actually and since the time that I wrote the book in Soul Windows, I've never had anybody ask me, do you think pets go through soul windows? And it's like, I never really thought about it. But actually, they do in their own version.
I love that, Susan. You know, we all live and learn. So I'm just learning along.
We do,
I'm just learning right along with you. So I hope everybody enjoys, you know, our banter, because we hope that you enjoy us as much as we enjoy, you know, talking and bringing you all kinds of metaphysical subjects. But I got to tell you, I mean, talking, Susan, and chatting like this really opens, you know, different doors that maybe people haven't thought about. And that's what we really want to do. You know, that's what our mission really is. So, and I say ours because you're along with me. Like I told you, I will drag you back with me if I have to. So I'm going to say our mission. Okay, so 928, you are on with one of the top Akashic mediums in the world. And
I appreciate that.
You are so welcome, because I really believe you're the top tarot reader in the world too. So the only thing is, there's a lot of tarot readers not like Susan and intuitive psychics, but I've got to tell you, the rare talent, many of them, that she has is being able to see into, with your permission, because I'll get yelled at if I don't say that, your Akashic records. So 928, you are on with Susan Z and me, and I'm Bonnie A. So A to Z. Hi.
Oh, isn't that cute? Hey, you have a metaphysic from A to Z. We're going to have to use that. Love that.
Absolutely. I know, me too. Oh, we're just on a love fest here.
Yes, so you That's how wonderful is that?
I know. I told you, live and learn. Hi, 928. You now can join in the conversation. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with? Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Athena.
Hi, Athena. Do you have anything you can add to our metaphysical convo here? Or how do you feel about what we've just talked about?
How
do you feel
about
pets? Do you have any, how do you feel about pets? Do you own a pet?
Yes, I have dogs and cats.
And how do you feel about watching them? Do you feel they're here? Do you associate your pet with like, oh my God, that's just like my grandma Esther, or hey, that reminds me of my great uncle Mick?
Sometimes.
Well, I didn't exactly mean that. Don't misunderstand me. Don't put words into my mouth. When I said refractured souls, I meant meaning that literally that it is a soul experience, but your soul is not defined by your Aunt Harriet or your Uncle George.
Thank you.
She's pulling your leg, honey. So just bypass that question. What is it that you called in for?
I am now putting Athena back on. Yes, now that I have explained my sense of humor, go ahead, Athena. What would you like to know?
Yeah.
I actually have a question, love relationship.
Okay, well, go for it.
Okay.
What
would you
like that? She has a love question, Susan. So let's see. Do you need to know Athena's age?
Hello?
Athena, Susan, can you hear me?
Yes. First of all, I need for you to repeat your name. Bonnie, tell me her name because I didn't get her name.
Go ahead and repeat your name. Athena.
Athena.
Athena. Okay,
yes.
And how old are you, Athena?
27.
Okay, and is this a love relationship that you're in now?
Kind of,
sort of.
Sort of.
Okay, a past of, like, you've been involved and you don't know whether you are now, or is that what you're wanting to know?
Susan, I lost her. I don't know why, but it's just clicked off. So I am going to have to move to the next one, which is 262. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you today?
Hi. Fine, thank
you. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. We're doing great. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, great. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I was just wondering, can Susan get into my Akashic Records?
Oh, how brave you are.
Oh, boy, I love this. Girlfriend, you called the right show. So go ahead.
Yeah.
I love it because then I get to jump right in or sneak on under.
Go for it.
A lot of times when I open people's Akashic Records, you have a lot of spirit energy, I don't mess with, but they're attracted to me like a flaming light, and that's when I send them over to Bonnie, and she just loves that. So
go for it. I'm open to whatever.
Okay. So Sherry, how old are you?
51.
Okay. All right. In order to open your Akashic Records, let me explain how this works. Basically, the questions that I'm going to ask you kind of open up like a combination lock, and it vibrates a chip within your body that literally, if you would think in terms of a visual of a book that has locks on it, which is your private soul journey. And as each question that I ask you, each one goes click, click, click. And that book opens for me. And I cannot read what I see the because they look it looks like hieroglyphic to me. It would probably be easier, but apparently Spirit thinks it's more fun with giving me visuals because I'm very visual and letting me try to figure out. Say, let's throw this one at her.
And I love what she does.
It's a lot more fun than me sitting there like reading. Well, your book says blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. And so this is how they give it. And basically that's how I feel about the soul spirit journey, is that I want it to be light, I want it to be fun, I want it to be enjoyable, and not like that you're going to school and just being force-fed information. So that's what happens, that is why I ask the particular questions that I ask, is that because I read those vibrations as you're answering them, and it also opens the combination lock of giving me permission to actually look in your Akashic book. So, go ahead, open it. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't work that way. So, okay, the first thing I want to ask you is what do you do for a career now, and what have you done for a career in the past also?
Okay, I'm just a mom now, so I do nothing. I used to be a hairdresser.
A hairdresser?
Okay,
okay.
Doing nothing and being a mom. Mom is being a lot. Now, Oprah Winfrey,
yeah.
I want to say
I
this.
I was just
going to
say,
what
kind of la-la land do you live in? This is
yeah.
I do nothing. I'm just a mom.
That's the most important.
Not always easy.
Yeah.
No.
How long have you been a stay-at-home mom?
20 years.
Okay. Your kids grown now?
16 and 20.
Okay. You have plans on what you're going to do once they're out of the house and gone?
Yeah, I have some ideas.
Okay. Can you tell me what they are?
I'm a medium.
Okay, that's what I was
looking
for. Okay.
Because we do this, and you're going to have to read off. So, okay, go ahead.
It just came out of nowhere. I just one day woke up, and it was here.
No, it didn't come out of nowhere, honey.
Yes,
it was there. Okay. Now, what do you consider that your gifts are?
What do I consider my gifts?
Mm-hmm.
I'd experienced them all, but my strongest is clairaudience.
I'm sorry, say that again.
My strongest one is clairaudience.
She's giving you her gifts, Susan. I think she probably... Susan wants to know what you think your gifts to, like, write to life are. About life.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm not talking about your medium gift. I'm just what do you consider your gift and life. Mediumship is a big blanket mediumship. You know, that's it. You know, so what do you consider your gifts are in your life journey?
I just feel like I'm going to be like just helping people with, you know, divine messages and healing words, you know.
Okay.
Love that.
Did I hear you say herbs? Healing herbs?
Excuse me?
No. Divine words.
You did?
Divine.
And
like divine messages.
Yeah.
Oh,
messages and
okay.
Healing.
Okay.
Because I just saw a flash of you. Okay, that must have been a past life then, because I saw you taking herbs with a, what do you call those, wooden things that... the whatever they are and grinding them, and you were throwing them in some steaming water. They just won't let that one go. What is it that you like about yourself the best?
What's it about? I'm outgoing. I don't know, just trying to enjoy life, you know. I'm spontaneous.
So you like the fact that you're kind of joyful?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, I'm enjoying the ride, let's just put it that way, you know?
Okay.
Staying in the now and just kind of going with whatever's coming, you know?
Well, that's a biggie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They're not letting go of this picture. All right. Now, what I do is I get images, as it's obvious, because they basically told me something different than what you actually said. I realize I have a little bit of hearing problem, but I wasn't kidding when I said that I had part of my hearing taken away because I hear other things. And one of the things that I heard was healing herbs, okay?
Wow.
And that's why I asked you, what are you planning on doing when your kids are grown? So the first thing that they're the first thing that they're showing me on tools, okay, is a garden. Okay, big, okay.
Yeah, really.
But this is an unusual garden, and I'll show you. I'll tell you what I mean, okay? And the bottom tools, the bottom foundation, okay? Okay. this is. I really wish I could read this. It's honest to God, because this, I'm seeing rows and rows and rows and rows upon rows of gauze wrapped corpses.
That's
okay.
What I was going to say, graveyards. I saw
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to explain what they're trying to say. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, people think it's like, oh, it's like she's going to say, I'm from the fairy realm. That's not how they show it to me. Okay. And so that's why I'm saying it's like, I really wish I could read what that book says versus of them visually showing me what they're trying to say. It's like, because I mean, I've seen some bizarre things, and then I have to figure out what it is that they're trying to say. Okay. The first thing is the top part of what they tell me is that as above, so below. Okay. The top part is your tool that you came in this life to do your journey. The bottom part is the foundation of the energetic imprint of why you're doing your journey the way that you are, okay? So the garden that I see, it has, like, you know how carrot tops are very ferny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The garden has that in there also, but there's all this, there's you're growing vowels and words and verbs out of the earth.
That sounds right.
Okay, and then there's also plants that have oils oozing from them that are dripping into little vials, okay? And don't touch me. Go see Bonnie.
I already knew.
Okay. And this is the garden that you're growing in this lifetime, all right? And part of what it is that you said, well, you know, I was a hairdresser. Using your hands in your life is very important to you, whether it be, you know, baking, cooking, creating, doing hair. Your hands are very important to you because you have used your hands in helping others for many lifetimes. Right?
Yeah.
And your children are part of that garden, okay? Your children, do you have a boy and a girl or two girls?
Yep.
Or
one of each.
Boy and a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Both your children are gifted. You know that, right?
I think so. They don't know it.
Well, they, you know, they're at that, they're both at the
same time. They think I'm nuts, you know.
Kind of in the soul window of like, you know, who cares, right? But they're both gifted. And they're both, you came in this life to be gardener of souls, okay? Because that, help people grow into their finest gifts, their abilities, right? And like, you know, I mean, think about it, you know, people think about being a hairdresser and they go, oh, I'm just a hairdresser. I wouldn't have that job for anything. Do you realize how literally how you took your life in your own hands almost every day? You know how women are about their hair? I mean, you nurtured and you made something wonderful, you know, for them. You made them feel better when they left versus when they came in. I know I was a fashion buyer for 17 years, and I thought, well, gee, you know, this is healing. You know, people, when you go back,
I do think that.
Yeah. So your children are part of your garden, and you may not even live to see the actual blossoming of it, but you'll see it from the spirit world, because both of them have a tremendous heart and tremendous compassion that you'll see as they get to more to their 30s and 40s, but either one of them will blossom fully into it by the time that when they move towards their 50s. And,
yeah, my daughter is already helping a lot of addicts and saving people.
There you go. Okay, and that was part of the commitment, that you would be a birth carrier to two very powerful healers. I mean, I'm not kidding about your kids, okay? But they have chosen whatever path they're going to choose to do that. But both of them are very powerful healers, but they needed a vehicle who had the imprint, who has been a healer for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and you had imprinted in you oil formulas, natural homeopathic formulas. I mean, things that have been lost from ancient times that you had memory of, and when your children have made their break and have established their lives, you're going to become very interested in that. And what you're going to find is that you may take a little, and, you know, you just decide that you want to do oils, you know, like you get interested. Oh, my God, I just love these oils, you know.
Yeah, and I bought them all, and I haven't done anything with them. One day I just ordered them all, but I haven't done anything.
Thank you for that confirmation.
Flowers,
I just buy stuff. It's here. I just don't know what I'm doing with it, you know.
Well, you will. The thing is that, yeah, it'll come so naturally and so easy for you.
Right.
It's about awakening, and it's going to hit you about 50. You're in your 52nd living year, and I'm hearing 52nd, 53rd living year. So now's the time. Okay, that's your tool, all right? And the foundation, basically, is that, especially in the last life that I'm seeing here, is that you were, you've lived several lives where your healing services were in very, very much demand, but you could only do what you could do. The one that I'm looking at is that you were right smack in the middle of plague, okay?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
I think it was maybe the Black Plague that, you know, wiped out literally 40% of Europe within a 8-month time. But because of your knowledge, you didn't succumb to it. But you were not, it was a spiritual and energetic cleansing. There was nothing that you could do about that. And so in this lifetime, what you basically decided to do is to pass the torch, okay? And you said, you know, I'm going to take a break. I'm dealing with wounded heart. And even though you understand on a soul level that it's take the coat off, take the coat on. And sometimes Gaia, Mother Earth, as she is right now, she is in a major mass cleansing period. And that's why you're seeing so many natural loss of life in big amounts. And you've lived through several of these where there was just too many that you just couldn't, there wasn't anything you could do. You could only help who you could help. And other things just took a natural course, like being part of the plague. So this time, you basically have passed the torch, all right, and you decided that you were just going to kind of lounge around, tend the garden, but you were going to let somebody else do the heavy lifting this time, okay? But once your children are on their path, is your daughter the older?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your son, as an all-male energy, the reason why he's chosen to be in male form is that they are, they bloom later. Okay, they awaken later, but they also have, you know, more longevity in terms of recreating humanity. So, you know, it's just designed that way. So you probably will see him blossom into his goal probably in his middle 30s, somewhere around there.
Yeah, because he's already had a couple of prophetic dreams, and then, you know, he's really into crystals, which is really funny, but he's a boy, so he won't talk about it a lot, you know.
Energy.
Yeah, and I mean, hearing is that because you have both your children have elemental imprints, I mean, really deep elemental imprints, I believe your son will be very attached to save the planet kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
I mean, whether it be getting involved in new ways of making energy or cleaning up the oceans or whatever that may be. And your daughter has warrior's energy, so she's going to get the dirtiest. She's going to go for, you know, like, give me, you know, I'll take the tough one over there. You know, and
that's what she's doing. She wants to be a special ed teacher, and she wants the most severe classroom. She's helping addicts. She's picking all the hard stuff.
Yeah. She's got the warrior's energy where, you know, your son is going to be, love and light. You know, he's left over from the, you know, 60s. And that's pretty much how he's going to unfold his life. But that's what you wrote for yourself, is that you actually became a physical garden yourself, so that you could grow and nurture two children to pass the torch. And then for you. As you move into this next phase, you're now in Cryon Return, which all the chips are going to start clicking on, and you're going to start remembering and missing what you have done in your past life. And I don't think that you're really going to dig in deep with it, you know, but you're going to do it in a way that'll bring you a lot of pleasure. You know, whether it's just giving your services away or just taking classes so that you know it, that if, you know, a cousin calls and says, oh, my God, I've got blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, let me tell you exactly what to get, blah, 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 blah. Or I'm going to send you these oils, and these oils will help you, or these homeopathic, and, you know, we'll take care of it. Even if it's on that level, you will move into that kind of service.
Because
right now what's funny is Spirit gave me like a children's book that I have to illustrate, And then they've had me start a meetup group teaching people, you know, how to do intuitive work. So it's just kind of like I'm just ending up at weird places now, you know, and it is my passion. So I was thinking I was going to go more further into it.
Hey, it's
pretty much all going to come together, because the first thing is that you cannot be a healer. I don't care what kind of healer you are, without being a medium and an intuitive.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't. I mean, if you are a successful one and an efficient one, you have to be intuitively in tune to the person that you are trying to heal.
Right.
So all of those gifts are going to start awakening. By the time you're 53, you're literally going to ask yourself, why didn't you start this earlier? But that's the agreement that you made.
So you think in the next couple of years my gifts are going to continue getting stronger and new ones opening?
Don't even use the word stronger. Explode.
Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me?
No, we can't hear you. I don't hear anything. It's one of your spirit guides talking. I can't hear anything. Who is this? Okay, go ahead, sweetie.
Well, I got to tell you what I saw. And then, Sherry, I'm going to put you on the spot. But because when you call here and say you're a medium, you're on the spot. But here, I've got to tell you what I saw. So, you know, I crawl under when Susan opens them up, or I fly over. On your case, I crawled under, because the first thing, when she was talking about the garden, the first thing I saw were the rows and rows and rows and rows and rows. I saw them as open, like, I can't even describe, I could draw it, but the scene was of all, I'm not going to say mummies, because they weren't old.
Yeah,
right?
They were just rows and rows.
Probably all the ones that want to talk to me.
Well, hey, they're the ones that I want to talk to too. But because usually they don't talk back. Yes, they do. But the thing is that when I looked at the garden that Susan saw, and by the way, I have a female here who keeps knocking on my head, telling me to tell you that you have lines and lines and lines of intuitive relatives. And she, it's either a grandmother that, because I feel like it's once removed, is telling me that she, whether you remember or you don't, and I feel like maybe you don't remember, but she.
Yes, I didn't know any of them.
Yeah, she was very into herbs and oils and home remedies. Okay. So what I saw was Susan, and she's whacking her finger saying, don't you take the credit for all this, because it's in your lineage. So she was pretty funny. What she's showing me, because while Susan was talking, and all I saw was, okay, so let's say you take a lilac, because I love lilac, and you put a spigot in the middle of the lilac so you can't see it, but you know the spigot's there, and you turn the spigot on, all the oil from the lilac start dripping into this little vial. And she's then rubbing her hands with it and laying her hands on someone. So I feel not only, oh boy, is she here. Not only is she's all over me here. I love it. In fact, I cleared my room this morning.
Yeah,
so,
I just keep on seeing oils. Like you're anointing people, you know, with these oils. I mean, it's really cool.
So I wonder if what you're going to do is, because I just see the dripping and dripping and dripping. It's like kind of like honey would drip from a tree into a bottle. And they're going to be different ones. And, you know, you can't, you know, unless you became like a metaphysician, which would be, you know, like a doctor to prescribe them, you know, you would be able to do them in that kind of grade. But you could, you know, certainly there's all kinds of different oils and things you can mix to make home remedies. But she's showing me that she's rubbing her hands together. So lavender oil, which is what she's showing me, must bring, you know, peace, tranquility, harmony, and some, she's laying her hands on somebody. So I'm
good
assuming.
For the liver too.
Yeah, I'm assuming maybe you're going to go into some type of, and I know this sounds like contrite, but maybe, because I don't know what other word to use for it, because it's not massage therapy, it's more Reiki therapy, meaning you're going to rub the oil on your hand, and you're going to either hold them above people or actually lay your hands on them and rub them in their skin, like, you know, on their arm
oh, okay.
and shoulders. And I feel
a lot
that
of people tell me, yeah, I'm going to be a heal, you know, do that kind of healing also, you know,
yeah.
so I don't know that. I feel like I'm going all over the place. I just don't know what to focus on because I'm going
well,
all over.
Yeah. This is what
well,
I would
it's going to be a kind of like a crock pot kind of thing,
yeah.
you know,
you can
a little
it,
bit
a
of
things.
Everything from the past and you're going to bring it all together. And just like, you know, Bonnie and I mean, I do holistics and, you know, I'm also do psychic work. I do medium work. I do naturopathic, sell naturopathic equipment. And, you know, I'm also a counselor. So,
yeah.
And a life coach.
And I'm a life coach.
So, you know,
coach
it's a little bit of everything.
RN,
and that's
yeah.
kind of what your healing is going to be look like, too.
Get started with the and she's showing me this so clear, and I see the spigot and I keep seeing the lilac. So start, you know, if I were you, I'd start looking at the oils you bought and start looking at what you need to mix, what the properties they hold, which I feel intuitively you'll get, and start using them and just on like people or your kids or your pet and see
yeah.
what happens. So okay, yep. Sherry, here you go. So here's Susan and I. You're intuitive or psychic or medium. You got anything for us?
I don't know. My face is burning red and hot since I've been talking to you, and my crown is tingling. So let's see.
So's mine. So my face
yeah,
is
seriously,
hot.
My face is like burning up, so there's something here, and my head's tingling. So let's see.
Yeah. It's so funny because so's mine.
So what's really funny is I'm just hearing the words. I'm not even sure if this has anything to do with either one of you, but I'm hearing stables and cards and more writing. So one of you, I'm not sure who it's for.
What is a stable?
No, fables. Like, you know.
Oh, fables. Well, Susan, well, I don't know if she writes fables, but she wrote children's books.
Kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
so
going to be more. I'm just hearing this. I think it's for Susan, yeah. There's going to be more writing. I don't know. There's going to be more. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm supposed to write another book. I just got to keep Bonnie's nose out of it.
I'm going to
steal her title. She came up with a title of a book that
I
absolutely love. And if she gives me the title,
it.
I'll write the guts.
Okay, but
you
yeah,
have
okay,
anything?
If I give
I'm
you the title, then my name has to be on it. But go ahead.
Well, you know what's really funny is I'm not into unicorns. I'm hearing unicorns, so I don't know. And I'm hearing
that
like fairy tales and unicorns. That's Bonnie. So I'll jump on both of you. Then I'm also hearing the story of my life. Okay, now I'm hearing the story of my life. So I don't know if either one of you were thinking about writing.
Me.
Like your whole. Okay.
We were going. Remember, I was going to write it if we had our journey, Susan, and did the television show and went all around.
I'm hearing get to it. You're wasting too much time.
Yeah.
Well,
I
nobody
know.
Wants
I
to hear about
that's
our
that's
life
why they
at
pushed
this
me
point.
Into writing the first book. Just do it. If you, you know,
just
and
do
I know I have another book that I'm supposed to get to it. And it's like, I go, well, what am I supposed to be writing about here? You know?
Well, I have the 10 chapters. You just have to fill it in. And I have to be the author too. So I told you, we have a book. It's just a matter of you writing it.
But, are one of you painting?
I have no ability.
Or artistic?
No.
I'm sorry, what was this?
Are you artistic,
Susan?
Am I artistic?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
I
yeah.
am. I can't draw for shit, but I'm very creative.
But have you ever thought of painting?
Yeah, I mean, I've created, like, my websites and calendars and things. Like, I was a buyer, a fashion buyer for, you know, 17 years. So, yeah, that's how I express my artistic skills.
Okay, hold on.
How about me? Where am I, Sherry?
I'll go on you. Oh, here, Spirit, what do you want Bonnie to know? Okay, let's try it. I hear author for you, and I also heard Oscar Wilde. Was he a writer? What was he? Oscar Wilde.
Wasn't Oscar Wilde a famous movie star?
Wrote really humorous plays. He was wonderful.
So are you going to write anything fun, Bonnie?
Well, yes,
you're
I have a title.
Story,
yes, I will channel that one to you, Susan. But yeah, I'm pretty
wonderful thing about Bonnie is that she actually really does have that kind of energy that Oscar Wilde in his plays and books. Is it because Bonnie has the wonderful gift of continuously putting her foot in her mouth?
I do, but in such a
joyous, oblivious way that it's so entertaining, you know.
Well, I'm kind of feeling like Bonnie, have you gone through? I'm not going to, you know, it's personal, but I'm just kind of feeling like maybe you've gone through hard times, but you've conquered a lot and you've grown from it a lot.
Did you have heartache
or like hurt or something? And that you really, unless it's for Susan.
Oh, no. Well, the only heartache I've really had that has been
that
hurt
be,
my
that,
soul.
That would be me. Yeah.
That would be the death of my father.
But, you know, yeah. We both had a couple tough years, but I'm the one that went through it.
Yeah, Susan's, I wouldn't say. I think my life has been a very, except for losing my father, who is my best friend, who I will chase. And you tell him, Sherry, if you hear him, because he's laughing at me right now, that when I leave this earth plane, he better start running, because I'm coming after.
You know an Arthur or an Anthony, an A name?
That's my son and my husband. They're both Arthur.
Oh. Who said that, Susan or Bonnie?
Bonnie.
Oh, okay, well, then he's here, because
my
head's saying.
Are we starting to sound alike? Uh-oh, that's it. I quit.
Well, because I'm spacing out now. You know, I got to kind of like go somewhere else. So both those names, so that is your dad. Okay, because even before when I was on
that
hold.
That is not my dad. That is my husband's father, and you send him back. Okay, I want my dad. I do not want my husband's dad. My husband's dad can go wherever he needs to go.
Do you know a Mark?
That's in spirit?
Or an M name? Not necessarily. I'm just hearing like a Mark or...
Well, if you ask who's living, my husband's name is Arthur, and my son's name is Arthur. So if they're bringing you that would be maybe my dad telling you that my son was his, like his son.
Okay, hold on.
But I don't want to put words in your mouth, Sherry.
No, and I don't even want it because it'll screw me up. I'm just trying to ask, I'm more of an evidential medium, so I usually do get the names. But now I'm like, you know, give me like a shared memory, give me something, you know what I mean?
that's pretty cool that you pick up names because, I mean,
that's the easiest thing for me. Yeah, the names are the easiest thing. Let me
share some information just to let you know how priceless that is. I interview psychics for a call-in line. I'm the one that does the hiring, okay, for call-in psychics out of a company in Ireland, right? And so I interview and get readings from people who want to work this line 20 a week, something like that. And let me tell you, the gift of being able to come have names pop into your head and actually have them connect person that you're reading is rare. Trust me. Very rare.
That's what I've gotten from day one. I'm just like, sometimes I get the other stuff, sometimes I don't, but I always get the names.
That is not a commonplace psychic or medium gift that though. Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Susan, you know. Let her continue. I need to hear this. Go ahead.
Let me see. I'm just hearing the word road. So hold on, I'm trying to get more. Come on, guys, give me a shared memory, something. Why do I keep getting a road show? Are you going to be like doing a road show or traveling?
Oh, well, you know what?
Oh my
Sherry,
God,
it's
Bobby.
A good thing.
Can you believe that?
Ask
it's like the first time we've ever had a caller give us a ring, and I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Are you guys going on a road show?
That's what wanted to do, or we wanted to do, but we never got one.
Yeah,
well,
I'm just kind of hearing,
pack your bags, like, take it on the road. And that actually was the second time I heard it, but I thought, it, you know, I wasn't sure about it.
And
so
let me ask
you
a question. Where did you want, ask them where would you like, where would they like to take us with nobody picking the show up? Because I've sent it to every producer. I've sent it to different radio shows. We have a great idea about going around the world, interviewing and seeing things that most people don't see for a television show. But, of course, I'm a radio host. So I can do that too, which I love because, you know, I'm on all the time. But what kind of road show are you seeing? Something for TV or something for the radio? Because the radio wouldn't be a road show, right?
Well, I definitely got it with traveling, like pack your bags, you know. So you're definitely, I got traveling with it. So let's see.
No, well, that's kind of what we had in mind. We wanted to go to all the kind of metaphysical, spiritual vortexes of the
world,
you know. Like
I'm kind of getting like out east. Like, what does
Nantucket
mean to either one of you?
Nantucket is Boston, right? And isn't Nantucket Boston?
That's out east, I know.
I have a daughter in New York who's applying to all different medical schools. I mean, all different residencies, and maybe one's in Nantucket, unless you're picking something up with her. Or if it's mine, I don't know, because I would love to go to Nantucket. But I have no connection.
You know, what's funny is I'm just getting this feeling like don't give up and just, like, keep your dream alive as I'm getting. Just there's going to be a person that you're going to contact, you know, like if you just keep at it. And I think it's a man. So it's like you just don't give
up.
Keep at it.
Don't give up your dream, Bonnie.
What?
Yeah.
Don't give up
your
dream.
Do you know Scott? Do you know the name Scott?
Well, if it's the only Scott I know, I just sent a check to, and he's very, very nasty boy. But he was one of my daughter's roommates from last year, who is not a nice fella. So is that
okay,
the
well,
only
it could
Scott
be that, but well, if not, just keep the name Scott in case there's a man that comes up. And just keeping like, you know, march to the beat of your own drummer.
I always have.
Your personality is going to draw this to you. So I just think from, you know, how you know, your personality, you bubbly or whatever, you talk to people, just keep talking to people. And, you know, maybe somebody's going to pass it to another person, you know, and it's going to come around.
That's what I think. But I got to ask you, Sherry, really quick. And if you're there, and is it going to be a radio show or do you think it's going to be a TV show, which would be going around and see, I you know, two ways to go. I've been
okay. Well, I heard was public appearances is what I just heard.
Well, that would
so
be.
So,
have
you thought about doing like gallery readings, going around, traveling, doing stuff together? You know,
like Lucy and Ethel of the Metaphysical Road Show.
Yeah,
I'm kind of hearing public. I am hearing like public TV. So yeah, I just think you guys need to like. Go set up, like, you know, how people do gallery readings at different events, you know, stuff like that. And then
that's
somebody may pick it up.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they pick it up from the radio show because it is tough, a lot of money.
It's easier.
And we don't live in the same – she's in California and I'm in
she's
and
on the East
Florida.
Coast. I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah, so it would have to be from the show. It would really have to
good,
be.
Good, and I'm in the middle. You can come to Chicago.
It's not like we used to be neighbors, but it's like then I moved and then moved again and then moved again.
That is
I'm kind of hearing like, Bonnie, you need to write out a plan, you know, like almost like a goal or a list, a plan, like a marketing plan with it, you know?
Oh, yes. Okay, Susan, that's on your list. Okay, you're good at planning.
So that way, like, if you present, you need to present it in a more, like, you know, professional manner, you know, and submit it to somebody. I don't know who, though.
See, Susan, we talked about this the other night that we wanted to remember I told you we need to rewrite that? We
wanted to redo the package.
Yes, and we were going to send it back out. But, you know, a lot of people won't open their emails unless they know you. I have a connection in L.A., that I think will open it, and two of them, one's a girl and one's a guy, but I have no connections, and a lot of people won't open. I've sent it to Sirius Radio. I sent it to NPR. I mean, I sent it everywhere, and nobody is opening these packages. So I wanted to redo this package, Susan, and I'll resend it to the two people, the only two people I know in Hollywood.
Have you ever thought of including like a I don't know where this is coming from, but have you ever thought of including like a DVD in it or something?
You know, somebody just said that, but a lot of people don't even listen to DVDs. What we
they don't
do
take
is
the
we
time, yeah.
Well, remember, I'm on podcast. So if they really want to check me out, because we put it at the bottom of our, you know, of the a package, mm-hmm. that they can go right into iTunes, and it'll take them right to my shows. And they can listen to any
so now,
amount
now
that
I'm,
they want.
Now I'm hearing screening room. So it probably is TV. Contact like the cable networks.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yes, but I'm trying so hard. And if Sherry, you have any, if anybody has connections that you're listening or anybody, yeah, we can do it. We're so cute and so funny. Yeah, we can do this. This is our dream.
Yeah, well, then, you know, just you know how that is. Just keep putting the energy into it and manifest it or whatever, you know. And
well, you know, the one thing about Bonnie and I is that Bonnie and I, we don't know how to give up. We don't know how to quit, you know. So,
yeah.
which is a great gift, and then sometimes not such a great gift, you know. But
yeah, I just keep hearing like keep your dreams alive and make your dreams come true. That seems to be the main message.
Well, here, Sherry, I want you to tell this to Susan. Susan, because I'm a princess from a past life, and I do delegate, and I know you're a princess, but I'm princess number one in this time.
No, I have and queen energy. That's where you made your mistake.
No, I'm a queen energy, and what I want you to do, if you can, because you know I'm ADD, and you're much more organized being a Libra, for you to redo this package, and I will send it. I can send it out. Again,
I'm good at that. Yeah, I'm good at making packages and things like that. Well, you know, Sherry, honest to God, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just
thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Do you have any kind of parting information for us?
I just did motivational speaking.
Well, that's Susan.
Okay.
Do we really sound exactly alike?
I don't know. I have a cold, so I'm just sitting here.
Oh, my God, Bonnie. What have we done here? This is Susan.
Okay.
Bonnie has a New York accent.
No, I'm the pretty blonde. Susan's the pretty redhead. Okay? So you can't get us mixed up. But I have to tell you this. Susan wants to do motivational speaking. That which we just talked about. That she used to do it, and it kind of got in the you need really money to do it and things. And so she was saying she wanted to go back and do that. What's funny is that's what she said. Motivational speaking, I do every time I talk to someone. I want to do big time. I want to do either television, radio. I want my own metaphysical show like I have right now, talk show. I wanted to be the Ellen DeGeneres of the metaphysical world on TV. And then I wanted to, our big plan was to take it all over the world and like show drumming, show fairy gardens, show people who are into, you know, striped zebras that can talk to God.
Native American healing. We really wanted to do that.
You, Sherry, and when you're doing the oils, we'll be showing up at your door. But anyway, we have 60 seconds. I want to thank you, Sherry. You're one of the most animated, fabulous, awesome people we've read for, and you read for us, and that is a treat and an honor and a blessing.
Treat. I mean, what a treat.
Well, thank you, guys. I was, it worked out for both of us. It was meant to be.
Yes.
and stay in touch, because I'd really like to see how this is going to unfold with you, really.
Yeah. Oh, great. I will.
And if you want to go on and jump on and read, or you want to talk about your life, just, email me or Facebook me, don't Facebook me. Email me at BAlbers, that's my name, 714, my birthday, at AOL.com. It'll be in chat if you can see it. And let's make some arrangements. So anyway, I want to thank everybody. tomorrow, before we get off, I have Hal Solomon, HES Ultimage. Now we're off, so I don't even get to do this. But Hal is a tarot reader. Sherry, call in and get a reading from him. He reads different tarot than Susan. I've never seen anything. Those cards talk to him, and I've never seen anything like it. And he also does tea leaves. So if you want a reading from him, call at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to put you on.
Okay, when is that? What day?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call.
Okay, and Susan, have you ever had one through him?
No, who is this?
HES Ultimage, Hal. He had one through
no.
you. Okay,
no.
1 o'clock. Well, you can fight for who you want to go first. Sherry, I need your number, your first three, so I'm able to pick you up when
okay.
I offer that.
It's 262.
What is it, 262?
Yeah.
Okay, 262. Okay, I will pick you up as soon as I stop talking to Hal. We talked for like 30 minutes, but get in line, okay?
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank
and
you.
I love
you.
Thank you.
You
next day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Susan. Love you.